I'm with John Gruden in the ESPN bus. Coach, tell us about the bus.
The bus is, we don't travel to the games in the bus.
We use
the bus when we get to the games.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great bus driver, Jeff Leonardo, used to drive for AC/DC and Leonard Skinner. Now he drives for me and Tirico, so he slipped a little bit. But we use this as a studio where we can do things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And we also use it as free advertisement for Monday Night Football fans.
You were a young coach on the way up with Mike McCarthy at Pitt. There were some other young guys on the way up there. Would you tell us about your memories of those days, and especially as they refer to Coach McCarthy?
Well, we worked for Paul Hackett, who was a great offensive coach. He worked for Tom Landry, worked for Bill Walsh, and we wanted to learn that offense,
mm-hmm.
Mike and I. Marvin Lewis was on the defensive staff, the head coach of the Bengals.
Chris Peterson
was there. Alex Van Pelt was our
mm-hmm.
quarterback. Had a running back, wasn't bad, named Curtis Martin, who's in the Hall of
mm-hmm.
Fame. Great football learning environment
mm-hmm.
daily. And Mike and I just pushed each other to work harder, learn more, and a lot of that goes back to Paul Hackett, who was setting the tempo for us.
Could you tell back then that Mike was headed for the big time?
You could tell.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find people with that humbleness, that work ethic, and that intelligence and passion for the game. And the combination of those four things make him one of the great coaches in Green Bay Packer history, and that's saying something.
You're an expert on quarterbacks. Who's the best?
Well, the best is right here in Green Bay. You know, this Aaron Rodgers is something else. Decision maker, football aptitude,
mm-hmm.
athletic ability, pinpoint passing, toughness, leadership. There's nothing he can't do at a high level, and he's in his prime. And the system continuity has really helped him explode every year to get better and better.
How does a guy with all those skills make it down near the bottom of the first round? Well, how do you explain that?
Well, a lot of us aren't the smartest guys. That's why I got fired. I had a chance to take him. I should have taken him. A lot of people are saying the same thing. But that's why it's an imperfect science. When you look at some of the quarterbacks that are dominating, guys like Russell Wilson in the third round. We won a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson. He didn't even go until the ninth round. They don't even have the ninth round anymore. So I was here with the Packers. Kurt Warner was on our team.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even give him a rep in training camp.
Mm-hmm.
He went pretty good career with the Rams.
Can you win it all in this league now without an elite quarterback?
I don't think so.
You did. I mean, you won it all without an elite guy. You mentioned that.
Well,
but times
Johnson,
have changed.
Yeah, Brad Johnson led the NFC in passing. He was a lot better than people thought. But in the modern salary cap era, when you're paying a quarterback $100 million, you're not going to be able to pay a lot of the other guys on your team that kind of money. So I think you need a quarterback that's a great player that can keep you in the tournament every year and ultimately win the big game when he gets there.
Packers have gone from a bad running team last year to the number three running team in the league right now. What's it done for them?
It's made them a hard team to defend. I don't even think they punted last week.
They didn't.
I don't think they were a bad running team last year. I just think they're a more interested running team this year. They want to run the ball because their line is better. They switched their two guards. They have a new left tackle who's a good run blocker. And they also have a big back that you get excited mm-hmm. about handing the ball off to. So I think they're more balanced, and it served them well when they won their last Super Bowl, their ability to run the ball and close games out.
Aaron Rodgers' numbers are down, but his coach says he's playing his best football right now. Agree?
I agree. I don't play fantasy football except for with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we're talking about is statistics. Rodgers mm-hmm. has all the statistics.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him throw 45 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. What else does he need to do statistically? The only thing they want to do here in Green Bay is win. And that's why I admire this franchise where they are right now. They're not interested in those numbers. They're interested in that one loss column.
How about Monday night? Packers or Bears?
Well, I got to like Green Bay. Aaron mm-hmm. Rodgers at home against a backup quarterback, and the injuries on the Bear defense have to be a huge concern. They're going to start 2 rookie linebackers and a first-year nickel corner against Aaron Rodgers on Monday Night Football. I got to like Green Bay.
How about you? Return to coaching, or is this too good to leave?
Well, I haven't lost a game in 4 years.
You bet.
Mike McCarthy can't even say that. I miss coaching every day. One
mm-hmm.
of these days, maybe I'll get another opportunity at it. But in the time being, I'm around the best players. I get to see great games, meet great people, and I still love football.